Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. This morning, I do not disappoint. Hour number one, all about boxing. We'll bring in the trainer of the year. That's right, the Sugar Ray Robinson Award winner himself, Virgil Hunter, will be here about 25 minutes past the hour. Of course, he is the trainer of the fighter of the year, Andre Ward. These are all like predictions that I made a while back as far as these year-end awards. And, of course, I was the only media guy here in the Bay Area to believe in Andre Ward from day one. So the bottom line is the gold medal winner now being recognized as the Fighter of the Year for 2011. And, of course, his trainer being recognized as the Trainer of the Year for 2011. So that takes care of that one segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're bringing the Boss Man, Johnny Boss. Knows more about boxing than just about anybody else. He's a walking encyclopedia. In fact, he's a sleeping encyclopedia. I hope he's awake by now. But the bottom line is Johnny Boss will be here about 35 to 40 minutes after the hour. Hour number two, all about MMA today. And we'll talk with Dave Meltzer, the genius that he is of the WrestlingObserver.com, the most prolific writer in all of MMA, in fact, in MMA history. We'll also talk with former fighter and jiu-jitsu expert himself, Matt Grizzle, folks. Lots of things to talk about. I'll talk about the passing of my buddy, Angelo Dundee, the trainer of Sugar Ray Leonard and, of course, Muhammad Ali, in just a couple of minutes. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines if you'd like to join us. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you give me enough time, I'll get the Twitter account up and going as well. Twitter, of course, / Ring Talk. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the Cable Radio Network, and live worldwide on the Internet.
Long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-Hour Energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-Hour Energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-Hour Energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well did he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punched good.
The mighty horns of the Tower of Power, folks. I'll be updating my section of the Tower of Power website in the next couple of days. Waiting on my main webmaster, Brian Raiklin, back there in Philadelphia to get things together on his end. Once we put one and one together, we have two, and we have a song. We'll have that up in a couple of days. It looks like it'll be a song from the 70s with Hubert Tubbs on lead called The Soul of the Child off the In the Slot album of Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. This hour is on boxing. The next hour is on MMA. Want to talk about tonight's fights? Of course, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., the anointed one, the fraud, I call him. The kid couldn't shave until a couple of years ago. Of course, he tested dirty on some steroids. Remember that? Yeah, he was suspended for a while. Anyway, the bottom line is the son of the icon, Julio Cesar Chavez, returns to the scene of the robbery, the Alamo Dome. Of course, that's where Pernell Whitaker was jobbed against Julio Cesar Chavez about, I guess, 15 or 20 years ago. And I remember watching the fight with the late, great Jack Tatum, number 32, the Hall of Famer himself from the Oakland Raiders. And I had bet on Chavez, and he had bet on Pernell Whitaker. And I had given him the money after it was like, I think it was a 15-round fight. I'm not sure it was a 12-round fight. But anyway, like a couple rounds before the fight was over, Chavez hadn't won but a couple of rounds on my scorecard. So I just gave Jack my 100 bucks, right? So then the fight came back being a draw, so I asked Jack for my money back. He says, Pedro, you got a lot of stones asking for your money back after a whooping like that. Yeah, but officially, it was a draw. Just like a football game, if it comes down to a tie, it's a tie. Anyway, I got my money back, and the great Jack Tatum, may he rest in peace. God bless his soul. Of course, he was a man that committed that horrendous hit on Daryl Stingley, the one that left Stingley, of course, paralyzed from the waist down. He was sorry about that. That was something he carried to his grave. But God bless the late Jack Tatum. So tonight, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. takes on Marco Antonio Rubio. Some hobo that's been stopped three times already. He'll probably get stopped the fourth time. But the bottom line is Chavez Jr. Is no Chavez Sr. Not that Chavez Sr. was all that much. I mean, I remember a couple of fights he lost. He lost against Frankie Randall not once but twice. Once officially, the other time they gave it to Chavez Sr.'s on a cut somehow. Anyway, the bottom line is the Las Vegas judges had him up after four rounds when the fight was stopped, when Chavez quit like the dog that he was. Woof, woof, in the second fight. Of course, in the first fight, Randall beat him handily, no question about that. And then there's a fight, I think it was at the Las Vegas Flamingo Hilton Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, where, of course, Julio Cesar Chavez was defending the 130-pound title against a guy from, I think, Texas. I think Bill Benton had him. I'm talking about Dwight Pratchett. Dwight Pratchett beat him that night, no question about it, but didn't get the call. So Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. has got a couple of asterisks next to his name, including that early fight that was changed from a disqualification loss to a win. So Chavez got a whole bunch of asterisks on his record. And the kid ain't much anyway. He just started shaving a couple of years ago. Tonight, he takes on Marco Antonio Rubio in the main event. The co-main event features 27-1, of course, 18 KOs. I'm talking about Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash, the best Filipino fighter in the entire world. And that's right. That includes Manny the Chicken Pacquiao. I don't even want to go into that, but Pacquiao is so full of spit, it's unbelievable. I've never seen a guy talk out both sides of his mouth and get away with it like Pacquiao, but he's learning. He's a congressman in the Philippines. I mean, come on. You know, he learns to talk out of both sides of his mouth, and he has. He talked about the Floyd Mayweather fight, how he was willing to take less money, how he was willing to do this, how he was willing to do that. But, you know, they lied. Him and Bob Arum, of course, Bob Arum, the man that's famous, and on his epitaph, on his gravestone, will read, "Yesterday I was lying, but today I'm telling the truth." He said that Manny was willing to fight in May because, you know, Floyd Mayweather was going to jail for that domestic violence charge. But then Floyd's sentence got put off until June 1st. Then all of a sudden, Arum comes back and says that Pacquiao, because of a cut he suffered in November, won't be able to fight until June. Well, both those guys are full of spit. The bottom line is they want no part of Mayweather. In fact, you know, betting on Floyd Mayweather over Manny Pacquiao, this is going to tick off a lot of Filipinos, man. But you guys better face the music here, okay? Betting on Mayweather over Pacquiao is like stealing money. So all I'm saying is that all the pharmacies in the Philippines better stock up on antidepressants like Prozac and Zoloft and all that kind of stuff, because Manny Pacquiao, if he ever fights Floyd Mayweather, will be exposed for what he is, a little guy that took a lot of vitamins and got big, and all of a sudden he ain't looking so good of late. Remember, he lost that fight to Juan Manuel Marquez in November 12th to be exact. Of course, they gave him the nod. Manny's corner told him, you need a knockout to win. But what happened? He came out, didn't knock out Marquez, still got his hand raised. Marquez being carried around the ring on the shoulders of his trainer. Everybody thought he won. Everybody in the house thought he won. All the press thought he won. But those Las Vegas judges, well, they came back again and gave it to the house guy, Manny Pacquiao, because they're trying to protect the environment. I mean, the Las Vegas economy. The fact that the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight was a big money fight, they wanted to preserve that, much like they did with Oscar De La Hoya and Felix Sturm. Felix Sturm beat Oscar De La Hoya like a drum over 12 rounds. Yet Oscar got the decision, went on to fight Bernard Hopkins in a big money fight. So in Las Vegas, money talks, no question about that. Nonito Donaire taking on Wilfredo Vasquez Jr. I think he's 27-1, 19 KOs as well. Was knocked out in his last fight, in his last big fight. He had a tune-up in between, but he got knocked out by Jorge Arce, a guy that I think might take illegal vitamins as well, because he fought at 112 at one point. Now he's strong as hell at 122 and 118, which is a little bit uncommon, but the bottom line is Arce beat him up. I mean, Arce just beat the snot out of the kid before the fight was stopped in the 12th round. So tonight, Vasquez and Donaire are the curtain raiser on HBO Championship Boxing. Of course, check your local airtimes for that as far as East Coast and West Coast is concerned. But the bottom line is there's boxing on HBO tonight, and of course there is UFC 143 going down tonight. Carlos Condit taking on, of course, the great Nick Diaz in the main event, no question about that. We'll have a lot to talk about that in hour number two. Now I want to get to the sad part of the show. My man, my friend, my buddy, hadn't talked to him in 6 months, but the great Angelo Dundee, 90 years old, brother of Chris Dundee, passed away this past week at the age of 90 from a heart attack, okay? It was just 2 weeks ago that Dundee was at Muhammad Ali's 70th birthday party. I think it was January 17th, January 18th, something like that. It was the 18th. Anyway, the bottom line is he died of a heart attack this week at the age of 90. He was a great guy, and I've got lots of great stories to tell about him, and I think the best one was when I had him on Ring Talk from the International Boxing Hall of Fame back in Canasota, New York, circuit about 1993, 1994, somewhere around there. I kept calling. His wife was with him. His wife was sitting there. His wife was named Helen, the late Helen Dundee, and she was sitting next to him in the studio, this makeshift studio we built at the International Boxing Hall of Fame to do these remote broadcasts, and I kept calling her Mary throughout the show. So for an hour, I referred to her as Mary Dundee, and when the show was over with, Angelo said to me, "This is my wife, Helen." You know, much like the mistake I used to make with Harold Letterman. I used to call his wife Eileen, Helen, and all that kind of stuff, or Ellen, and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, the bottom line is sometimes I blow it on wife's names. But Dundee passed away this week. Of course, the man that saved Cassius Clay's bacon back in 1962 when Clay was knocked down at the end of a round against Henry Cooper over there in London, was on the verge of being knocked out. Dundee said there was a hole in one of the gloves, and he merely ripped the glove open a little bit more. Some people thought he actually punctured the glove. They ran around for 10 minutes trying to find a replacement glove, couldn't find one. The fight continued, and, of course, class prevailed, and Muhammad Ali, or Cassius Clay at the time, was able to stop Henry Cooper. And then, of course, 1981, September of 1981, the great fight between the two undefeated welterweights. I'm talking about Thomas, the Hitman Hearns, and, of course, Sugar Ray Leonard, Ray Charles Leonard, behind on points after 13 rounds, one eye being shut, possibly a detached retina suffered in that fight. His eye was injured, of course. He would retire a few fights later, but he was in trouble. I mean, he was behind on the scorecards. He was on the verge of being beaten. This was a 15-round fight, so he comes off the stool. But before he comes off the stool in the third for the 14th round, Angelo tells him, "Son, you're blowing it. You're blowing it, son. You're blowing it." And he motivated Leonard enough to push Hearns back to the ropes, batter Hearns to the point where the late referee, the great Davy Pearl of Las Vegas, stopped the fight, and not Hearns nor his trainer, Emanuel Stewart, complained afterwards. So Angelo Dundee passing this week at the age of 90. Of course, his brother Chris Dundee passing in 1998 at the age of 91 as well. But the Dundee brothers, what can I say? They are boxing Hall of Famers, no question about that. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and live worldwide on the fabulous Internet. Next up, we'll talk with Virgil Hunter, the Trainer of the Year, the man that brought Andre Ward to the forefront of the world of boxing, and of course, the Fighter of the Year, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist, now the world 168-pound champion.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, in serving, we lead. Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
And that was from that plane around the corner. You know, the rope-a-dope, that was a little bit of the rope-a-dope, but he was a dope, so he got down.
The great Angelo and D, bringing us back from the break here. My man Lenny Williams, of course, platinum recording artist, one of my good friends, spent New Year's Eve with him. We'll be seeing him in a couple of weeks. God, Lenny can sing. Listen to this.
Girl, you know I love you.
Yeah, only Lenny can do it that way, baby. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, folks. And it is my honor to introduce the trainer of the year. I'm talking about Virgil Hunter. Of course, he trains Andre Ward, the world super middleweight champion, the man that won the Super 6 Showtime tournament. I mean, what can I say? Andre's on top of the world. His trainer's on top of the world, and they both deserve the accolades. And Virgil, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Pedro. I appreciate it. And I also appreciate you being with us every step of the way from the beginning.
From the beginning, but yet all these other guys are making lots of money. Pedro's still on minimum wage in California, but the bottom line is, you know, you've got these guys jumping on the Andre Ward bandwagon now, but before he won the gold medal, I remember Gary Radnich and those guys interviewing me and doubting Andre Ward's ability, and then the night he won the gold medal, Channel 7 came down to the studio and said, hey, you were the guy that predicted he would win the gold medal. I said, yeah, that was me, so, yeah, I did predict he'd win the gold medal. I also predicted he would win the Super 6 tournament. He'd be the world champion. And why? Because I believed in him. I watched this kid. I knew he had the natural talent. I had never watched him lose a fight. The one fight that he lost, I think, in the last 17 years or so, was a fight that Charles King of King's Gym in Oakland, California, told me that he didn't lose. So the bottom line is he hasn't lost a fight like since George Bush was president. I'm talking about the first George Bush, not the second one, the one that used to head the CIA back in the early 1990s, 1988 to 1992. But the bottom line is, Ward's on top of the world. Virgil's on top of the world. Virg, this is quite an honor. I mean, you're now up there with guys like Angelo Dundee and Eddie Futch and people like that. How's it feel to be in that neighborhood?
Well, you know, first of all, it's very humbling, and I'm very thankful and grateful. And I do consider myself part of the coaching fraternity, and you know, some of the guys that I came up with from 2000 to 2004, it's for all of us, you know, the Barry Hunters, the Nazem Richardsons, and Leon Lawsons, and Don Livingstons, and that fraternity I came along with. But to be mentioned in the same breath with some of those greats that hopefully one day I can justifiably be amongst them, it's very humbling. So I'm very thankful and grateful for it.
Well, we're talking with Virgil Hunter, folks, of Oakland, California, of course, the town that Tower of Power is from, the town that brought us Andre Ward. Of course, he was born in San Francisco, but he was has been fighting out of Oakland, California for the most part, trains at King's Gym, and I mean, he's part of Oakland. When he fought in Oakland, the town of Oakland came out and supported him. I remember Ron Dellums, the mayor, I used to try to get him on the phone. He wouldn't answer my phone. I met him in an Andre Ward fight. All of a sudden, he was not only answering my phone, he was returning my messages. Now, Gene Kwan, the current mayor, I wouldn't want to talk to her for nothing. But the bottom line is, the old congressional leader, I'm talking about Ron Dellums, has spent one term as mayor in Oakland. I enjoyed his presence, and I thought he had a good time, and he showed his respect for Andre Ward by coming out for every fight, and Mayor Gene Kwan now involved in this Occupy Oakland movement and all that kind of stuff. I hope she gets recalled. In fact, there's a petition right now to recall her. I'm not going to get into politics, but I think Gene Kwan is an idiot. I think Chuck Peralta should have been the mayor of Oakland, but they had this funny voting out here in California, folks, where you can vote 1, 2, and 3. In other words, you vote your first choice, your second choice, and your third choice. Well, Chuck Parada won the race when he came to your first choice, but this other chick, Jean Kwan, came in with more second and third place votes, so she ended up becoming mayor. When I saw her at a Tower of Power concert last year, she looked like a fish out of water. She didn't know what was happening. And the bottom line is, I think her policies and her administration have showed that thus far. Politics aside, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're here each and every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. I want to say hi to all the troops out there. The Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and live worldwide on the Internet. Our guest, of course, is the Trainer of the Year for 2011. As I said, Virgil Hunter, the Sugar, do they call that the Sugar Ray Robinson Award?
Andres, they call it the Sugar Ray Robinson Award. In mine, they call it the Eddie Futch Award.
Eddie Futch Award. You know, I got nothing but great memories about Eddie Futch. He and I were together for about 25 or 30 years. I was at his funeral. But I remember before he died, I guess about 2 years before he died, I saw him in a wheelchair. And I asked him, Eddie, why are you in a wheelchair? We were in an outdoor arena set up by Goose and Tudor. It was outside of Las Vegas at some obsolete hotel. And he said, well, I couldn't walk the, like, three-quarters of a mile to get here. It was, like, a long walk. So my wife, Eva, decided they would put me in a wheelchair. I don't really need to be in a wheelchair, but I'm in a wheelchair in order to get out here without walking. So I said, that was cool. So I said, Eddie, do you feel yourself slipping physically? He said to me, no, Pedro, I'll be honest with you. I feel myself slipping mentally. Things are not the same above the shoulders as you get older. And he was willing to admit that. He was one of the most honest men I ever met, of course, one of the trainers of Berry Gordy. I don't know if you knew it or not, but he trained Berry Gordy. Berry Gordy, of course, the head of Motown Records. He had like an 11-2 record as a bantamweight back in the late 1950s, early 1960s. And, of course, Eddie Futch was his trainer. Eddie Futch was the man that stopped the Joe Frazier-Muhammad Ali fight, the Thrill in Manila, before the 15th round, after the 14th round, when Joe Frazier couldn't see out of one eye, and Muhammad Ali was beating on him like a drum. But, you know, now you are the Trainer of the Year. So how do you top that?
Well, you just keep pushing, you keep persevering, and you don't sit on that one, and you just try to achieve another one, and that's the goal of, you know, shoot for the moon, and if you miss the moon, at least you're among the stars. So, you know, I'm thankful for it. So, you know, the work continues. We're a long way from fulfilling our goals in this business. And we're glad that we're able to earn this honor along the way.
Okay, going to change subjects for a little bit now, because I think there's a lot of guys out there on PEDs. I'm talking about performance enhancement drugs, especially when I look at guys south of the border, guys that have been suspicious in my mind have been Saul Alvarez, a current WBC 154-pound champion. I thought his head grew a little bit too much for a guy that was just growing up in naturally. I thought that Jorge Arce might have been on something. And, of course, I think Juan Manuel Marquez might have been taking a few extra vitamins for the last fight against Manny Pacquiao. Why is it boxing won't enforce mandatory drug testing across the board for contenders and champions? There's enough money involved here.
Well, you know what? I think that's an interesting question. I think right now they're satisfied with the system that they have. And I don't know. Maybe it's going to take something really, really to be front page news in order to change the system. So until that happens, you know, you have to go along and take the precautions that you have with your fighters. And You just have to, what can you do other than orchestrate it and push it like everybody else?
Well, I mean, when you look at it, you look at the fact that Shane Mosley got away with he got away with cheating. I mean, he did, and they destroyed his urine sample, coincidentally, right after the fight. But the bottom line is he admitted before the Balco grand jury here in San Francisco, of course, the grand jury going after Victor Conti and Balco Labs and Barry Bonds and all those kind of people, Marion Jones in the 2000 Olympics, her gold medal was taken away from her. But Conti had rigged part of the 2000 Olympics. He gave, Mosley admitted on the stand, he took the clear and the cream. He denied to a lot of people, to the press for years, that he took anything else, put me on Front Street, called me a liar when I said that he did, because I read the grand jury transcripts that were supplied to me by members of the San Francisco media back in the day. And then, of course, under deposition a couple of years ago, he admitted he had taken the EPO. Now, when a guy's admitted taking these drugs for a certain fight, shouldn't that fight be taken off the records?
Well, you know what, Pedro? It's all of it is an unfortunate incident. And right now, to even get that deep into it, you know, in Shane's situation and all the suspicions and things that go around it, you know, I'm just thankful we have people like you who are in tune to it, who are bringing it to the attention of the public. And sooner or later, you know, something has to, if all these things, in fact, going on, the ones we do know about, and the ones that the boxing world is suspicious about.
Okay. You know, Virgil, I'm coming up in a heartbreak. Can you stick around for a couple more minutes?
Well, you know, I can. I'm in a clinic, unfortunately, to getting my license for the Olympic team.
Well, I tell you what, the clinic can be put on hold. I want you for another couple minutes. Be right back with Virgil Hunter, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Darkest of night with the moon shining red. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
For my next guest or my current guest, I'm talking about Virgil Hunter. Before I let him go, the trainer of the year, the man that won the Eddie Futch Award, because he is the super fly of trainers. He is a guy that people have envied for so long. And once again, I want to congratulate you and let you go back to your clinic, man. But I thank you so much, Virgil, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of Andre, and I'm really proud to have been part of this thing from the beginning. I mean, long before anybody recognized who Andre Ward was, I was able to realize the talent and the fact that you had him pushing these cars and these trucks around Hayward parking lots and things like that back in the days when it was when he was training really, really rough and really, really primitive, and you guys were really, really poor. But that ain't the case no more, so I congratulate you on that. I congratulate you on winning the award. I congratulate you on the success of Andre Ward. And, of course, I congratulate you on being my man of the year. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you very much, Pedro. It's very much appreciated.
All right.
Take care.
The great, great Bye. Virgil Hunter, folks. You need a trainer? Virgil might not be available. Everybody wants him to train him. We go from Virgil Hunter to the City of Angels. We bring in my main man, Kevin Perry. I'm talking about KP and what KP stands for. I'll never tell. I'll never tell. People ask me, what does KP stand for? Does it stand for something? Yeah, it does, but I've been sworn to secrecy, folks. It's sort of like a one of those Mission Impossible names, you know, where they destroy the tape afterwards. They give you your mission, then they destroy the tape afterwards. They won't tell you who he is, but the bottom line is he's an outstanding writer. He is my webmaster. He's the one that puts ringtalk.com together. And, of course, he's, as I said, a featured writer at ringtalk.com. And tonight, Kev, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Tonight we've got Julio Cesar Chavez and Marco Antonio Rubio. Rubio's been stopped three times. What are the chances of him being stopped the fourth time?
I think Chavez has a good chance to stop him. And the reason why is, well, I noticed in a lot of these bouts with these upcoming prospects, I'll give you a perfect example, Canelo Alvarez, when he fought Alfonso Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
Gomez was doing pretty good first few rounds. Kind of looked like it might, you know, might be smelling an upset. All of a sudden, Canelo lands 2-3 punches and has Gomez hurt. Even before he gets a chance to follow up, the referee steps in and stops the fight. So I definitely think if Chavez gets a stoppage, it's probably going to be one of those quick stoppages where, you know, Chavez will probably be struggling, and then maybe he stuns Rubio, and then referee steps in to basically give Chavez the easy win.
Isn't this a return to the scene of the crime? I'm talking about the Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. Pernell Whitaker fight of about 20 years ago when Whitaker won 10 out of 12 rounds and they called it a draw. This is the Alamo Dome. It's sort of like returning to the bank you already robbed.
Yeah, pretty much. I think Rubio knows what he's in for and what he's up against, and I'm pretty sure he knows that he needs to stop Chavez to win, and most likely if the fight goes to the scorecards, most of the rounds, close rounds, are going to go to Chavez, if not all the close rounds. So he's really going to have to win by a landslide to win a close decision. I think that's what's in his mind, and I think he's going to go out there and try to take care of business. Only problem with Rubio is he kind of lays and he's just going to be a little bit of a step behind Chavez, and I think Chavez has improved quite a bit in the last year or two, and I think that's going to give him a little bit of the edge. And there might even be some controversy at the end, but I think Chavez is going to win the fight, probably by decision, most likely.
Isn't the controversy the fact that this guy weighs in 160 pounds and walks into the ring at 180? Isn't that a crime?
I guess you can look at it both ways, because sometimes when a guy has to melt himself down to make a certain weight and then he gains the 20 pounds, which Chavez does, that could be bad for a fighter. That means he's drying himself out too much, and that could affect the quality of his performance in a negative way. In some instances, it can be a positive thing. So I guess it just really depends on the person, but it's not always an advantage in a sense to gain 20 pounds in one day. For a lot of guys, it could be a major disadvantage, and I guess apparently it works for him, but most fighters, I don't think that type of strategy works.
Well, they give him IVs afterwards, all kinds of stuff. You know, he is the anointed WBC champion. You and I recognize Sergio Martinez, originally out of Argentina, then Spain, now living in Oxnard, California, as the world middleweight champion. Now, he's got an optional title defense coming up against somebody pretty soon. Chavez is supposed to be taking care of this optional defense tonight. Now, are they going to meet or not?
With Chavez and Martinez?
Yeah. The world
supposed to meet after this next fight, but I highly doubt that it's going to happen right away.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that the WBC, what you call the World Boxing Circus, is going to pull another trick?
Yeah,
that's what he's trying to say. I call it the world of bunko and chicanery, the World Boxing Council. Kevin calls it the World Boxing Circus. I mean, they've anointed Mexican fighters as champions. I mean, there's no way in the world. Is there any way in the world that Eric Morales deserves to be the WBC 140-pound champion? In reality, isn't that a bit of a farce as well?
Yeah, it's a farce, but I think at least the general boxing public knows who the 140-pound champion is, and that's Tim Bradley. And what kind of bothered me about that was, and not to give a snipe at Ring Magazine or anything, or Ring TV or whatever they're called nowadays, but they had Amir Khan number one at 140 when Tim Bradley had both of the belts, and he had beaten Devin Alexander, who was, I think, ranked number two at the time. And then Amir Khan beat Zab Judah, and all of a sudden he kind of skipped over Tim Bradley to the top spot. And then we saw what happened when Amir Khan fought Lamont Peterson, who Tim Bradley completely dominated. And now Tim Bradley goes back to number one. So,
but doesn't that have a lot to do with the fact that the cross-dressing queen himself, Oscar De La Hoya of Golden Boy Promotions, he owns Ring Magazine. Don't you think the Ring Magazine ratings have been compromised?
I think they've been somewhat compromised. I don't even think it's necessarily that. I just believe that it's a conflict of interest to have a promoter owning a magazine. And I think, you know what, I would be fine with it if it was called Golden Boy Magazine. But to call it the Ring Magazine and kind of bring that legacy and then have a promoter own it, I think is just kind of does a disservice to the sport from a journalism standpoint. And I think it gives people a bad impression of what the magazine is supposed to be all about. And they're always going to be suspicious that there's kind of certain motives that are involved when a promoter owns a magazine that's basically supposed to be in the best interest of the sport.
Okay, when it comes to Manny Pacquiao, you and I stand on different sides of the fence. I think he's a phony. I think he's a bit of a fraud. I think that the fact that he's talking out both sides of his mouth, he said he would take less money to fight Floyd Mayweather. Then he said he wanted 50-50 to fight Floyd Mayweather. Then he said he really wanted Floyd Mayweather. He went out in the press a couple of weeks ago and said, this is the fight I want. And then, of course, Bob Arum comes up and says, well, you know, Manny won't be able to fight in June, in May, because he's cut, but he can fight June 9th against possibly Tim Bradley, but he can't fight May the 5th against Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather's going to take on Miguel Cotto. First of all, let's analyze Miguel Cotto at 154 pounds against Floyd Mayweather. Is he size advantage an incredible one for the Puerto Rican Cotto?
I think the size advantage is pretty meaningless for the most part. The only thing I think that maybe favors Cotto a little bit is that he seems like he's pretty comfortable at 154 pounds, and he doesn't have to melt himself down to make some unnatural weight. So that's definitely a positive for him. Unfortunately, the problem with Cotto is he has problems with guys with quick hands. All the fights he's had that's been difficult, the fights against Ricardo Torres, where he kind of took a beating but came back and won. The fight against Pacquiao, obviously, he tried to exchange punches with Pacquiao. Whenever they exchanged punches, he got caught, took a lot of damage against DeMarcus Corley, who's not really that quick, but at 140, he was definitely faster than Cotto. He caught Cotto. So
speed kills.
Difficulties with those types of styles, and Mayweather is in a whole nother stratosphere as far as speed goes, whether you want to say hand speed, foot speed, and reflexes. He's in a whole nother matrix, I guess you could say, than Miguel Cotto. So that's going to be a huge problem for him.
That'll be May the 5th on pay-per-view from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Kevin Perry's our guest, and I'm wondering, Kevin, did I just catch you contradicting yourself? You know, you said that that Cotto won't have to melt off any weight. But didn't he have to melt off an extra 2 pounds to fight Pacquiao? And I tried to tell you, being a fighter myself, if they had me fight at 139 and they told me, guess what, you had to fight at 137, I'd be extremely weakened by taking those extra 2 pounds. But you're not of that opinion. So, first of all,
basically what I'm saying as far as Cotto is, Cotto isn't going to be fighting Mayweather or welterweight. They're going to be fighting at the weight that he's fighting at now. And I think in what you're referring to is
catch weights.
Pacquiao made Cotto weigh in at 145 instead of 147. I didn't think that was a huge detriment to him as far as him losing the fight. I thought there's some other factors in there as well.
Okay, but the bottom line is Manny Pacquiao has had a lot of these catch weight fights, probably had more catch weight fights than any fighter in recent history. Does that take away from his accomplishments at all?
I think slightly, but I think this whole idea with him being this catchweight king is a little bit overstated. I think the biggest one that bothered me was the fight against Margarito. That, to me, was a farce with this fight at 150 for the junior middleweight title so he can win his 8th world championship. That was total BS to me. I think the Cotto one was kind of somewhat suspect, but Cotto had weighed in at 146 in his previous fight, so I don't think it was necessarily that bad. I think it was more like a mind game type of thing to make Cotto kind of feel that, struggle a little bit to kind of shave off another pound. I don't know how much that affected his performance, but I think the Margarito one was definitely the one that bothered me the most. But besides those two, I can't really think of any other catchweight fights except for Oscar De La Hoya. But that was on Oscar De La Hoya's idea to fight at a catchweight, and we all know what happened there. He basically drained himself to 145, and he just could not sustain.
Got licked like a stamp. Now, Tim Bradley and Manny Pacquiao are supposed to be the fight on June the 9th. I mean, the pack nuts may buy this fight, but is the general public going to buy it?
I think the general public will buy it. I think it's going to do pretty well. I mean, Pacquiao was able to sell 750,000 buys against Joshua Claudy, and Joshua Claudy is not even an American. So both guys aren't American. They fought in the United States and did 750,000 buys. So I think you could definitely sell the fight with Tim Bradley. Top Rank is a good promotional company. They'll be able to, set up a good backstory for Tim Bradley, and Tim Bradley's from California, so I think that definitely helps him in a way, and he's a pretty personable guy. I'm sure he'll be great in the interviews, and, he'll get people excited, and he's unbeaten, and he's a very good fighter, and I think has a very good chance at beating Pacquiao.
Okay, good point. Before I ask you about Nonito Donaire and Wilfredo Vasquez Jr., now you talked about Top Rank being a very good promotional company. They're currently in federal court. Now, you've seen some of the atrocities they committed against Yuri Boy Campos, charging him $10,000 for a urinalysis back for a fight with Oscar De La Hoya. I mean, do you think that Bob Arum's ever going to finally have to face the music on that one? They're in federal court right now.
I don't really know enough details about it to really give an honest opinion on it.
All right, good enough. Real quick, in 30 seconds, Nonito Donaire, Wilfredo Vasquez Jr., how's that going? Why?
Do I really have to say? I mean, isn't it obvious?
All right.
I think Donaire stops them.
Good enough.
Probably within the first 6 rounds.
Kevin Perry, you're the man. Thanks for all the work at ringtalk.com. I will talk to you soon. Say hello to your lovely lady, and we will chat this week.
All right. Take it easy and have a good weekend.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is hour number one. We talk boxing in hour number one, 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time. Of course, we go from noon Pacific time to 1 p.m. Pacific time talking about MMA. And today we'll have the great Dave Meltzer and Matt All Meat Grizzle on the MMA show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2, and live worldwide on the Internet.
One can wish upon a star.
Two can make a wish come true, yeah.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
The Mod Squad. Remember those guys? Man, Clarence Williams III, of course, he went on to superstar. And the other two stars, was it Julie Lipton? I think it was her name. And there was another guy in the show, but the bottom line is that was a cop show, like a private investigator type of show from the 70s. Anyway, got to wrap things up here, folks. That is the Tower of Power, and Lenny Williams telling me that it is so very hard to go. Don't forget, we have another hour of Ring Talk Live worldwide. We're talking about the MMA hour at noon Pacific time. That's noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time with Dave Meltzer and Matt Allmeat Grizzle. Until next week at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday morning, I want to say rest in peace to Angelo Dundee, 1921 to 2012. And I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to say hello to Ray out there and a couple of my friends and my dearest aunt's not feeling well. I hope she gets better real soon. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, let me let you know, I got the greatest producer in the world, Scott Terry. Much peace, much respect.